I wanted to tell you how much the Lord has healed my eyes. I still can't read or watch TV or some of those things, but as far as my normal day-to-day life and being able to use my eyes and all kinds of things and going out and looking at things and looking at people, I can do that, and I'm very, very thankful. After all these years, with no medical help, the Lord is healing, and it's a very big miracle. And I just want to thank you so much for your prayers and the prayers of the family. I think I prematurely tried to use my eyes on something that maybe I need to wait a little longer. When I was on a trip recently with Peter, I decided, I have to have some way of getting my messages back home. And I can't expect poor Peter to be my secretary and type my dictation. I'm sure he would have if it had been an emergency and he'd had to. God bless him. He helps me with all kinds of other things. But I started to type on the computer, and of course I know how to type, but I haven't typed for years. And that wasn't so much of a problem, but the problem was that I was running all my words together. And you can imagine what a challenge that was for the people that had to read it. I don't know what the problem was, and it was a little discouraging. And I had to keep my eyes closed pretty much while I was typing because the keyboard and the screen is very disastrous for my eyes. But I did that, and I found that I could get some notes and some messages home, and it was very satisfying, in fact, that I'm going to be able to do that when my eyes are a little better. So anyway, that was a first for me, and it took a lot of faith, but it worked out fairly well. So I'm going to become computer literate pretty soon, I hope. I got these glasses out last night when the Lord gave me this idea, and I put them on, and it was a little different. But at least I could see with them. And I've always worn glasses from the time I was about 12 or so because of my nearsightedness. So I probably, even after my eyes are healed from the eye condition, I'll probably still have to wear glasses unless the Lord does another big miracle. But this nearsightedness and farsightedness is just one of the battles of life that a lot of us can just expect to go through. And it's something that is just one of those tests and trials and those little things that keep us humble and help us to understand what others go through also.